BP is accepting damages claims as a result of the massive Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Attorneys are weighing options on litigation strategies for fishing industry interests affected by the disaster. But one Anchorage lawyer, who is no stranger to oil-fueled legal challenges, says federal legislation since the Exxon Valdez spill could significantly change litigation procedures. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
BP has posted an 800 number for those filing damages claims stemming from the Gulf spill. News reports indicate that attorneys are mustering in anticipation of defining a strategy for dealing with the massive legal challenges sure to surface along with the blobs of crude now popping up on Alabama beaches. Anchorage attorney David Esting represented Prince William Sound plaintiffs in a massive class action suit filed after the Exxon Valdez ran aground in 1989. But Esting says this time, spill litigation could be different. In 1989, there were severe maritime limitations on the types of compensatory damages a polluter was liable for.
OPA 90 now expands the matrix of the types of losses that are compensable, including lost profits to businesses occurring as a result of the oil spill. So the scramble to prove liability has more or less been eliminated. And the remaining issues that they'll face are the causation in fact issue and the quantification of their losses.
The Oil Pollution Act of 1990, generally referred to as OPA 90, is a federal law prompted by the Exxon Valdez disaster. It amended the Clean Water Act and addressed two shortcomings in federal law. Prior to Exxon Valdez, the United States had little in the way of federal funds marked for oil spill response and lacked a broad definition of compensable damages allowable for those impacted by a spill. Exxon Valdez changed that.
One's always free to file a lawsuit and assert a whole series of legal theories, but you're going to pay lawyers dearly, you can be sure, for doing that. And I think one doesn't really need a lawyer until BP, for whatever reason, says, no, I'm not paying your perfectly legitimate demonstrable claim. At that point, you might need to engage a lawyer. But until you've gone through that process, why would you pay legal fees as opposed to a forensic economist to put the data together for you?
Esting says claimants need first to hire forensic economics experts to collect data on potential business claims.
The causation issue for commercial fishermen, for example, in Louisiana, is already answered because the authorities in Louisiana have closed the fishery because of the oil spill. There's the causation right there. And so for Louisiana fishermen at this point, it's really a function of figuring out what their losses are and presenting a claim and should be paid.
OPA 90 created a response, liability, and compensation regime for any vessel or facility caused pollution in United States navigable waters. The law also expanded the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund to provide up to $2.7 billion for cleanup of an individual incident and created the National Pollution Funds Center, which is charged with recovering costs from liable parties. OPA 90 is put to good use in Alaska and elsewhere. If no one claims liability for a spill, the Coast Guard takes charge using the Oil Spill Trust Fund for costs. Petty Officer Gerald Hawley is a pollution investigator with the Coast Guard in Anchorage.
We'll go out and investigate spills that usually they're ones that it's called a mystery spill. We go out if we'll find the responsible party, make sure that they do their cleanup as they're supposed to. There is no responsible party, or that the responsible party, if they're not doing the job that they're supposed to, we can actually take control of the case and direct all cleanup actions.
Attorney Esting says OPA 90 clears roadblocks for damages claimants, like Louisiana shrimpers, for instance.
To say, here are my catch records for the last 3 or 4 years, and here's the net income that I earned from that catch record. And this year, I haven't caught and won't catch any of those shrimp. And so if I average my income for the last 4 years and to say that's what I would have made this year, write me a check.
Has OPA 90 been tested in this way before? It hasn't, has it?
OPA 90 was used and dealt with at some length by only one circuit court case involving a gasoline spill from a marina. And it was tested and seemed to work fine.
Still, the magnitude of the reach of the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico has not been imagined yet. Petty Officer Hawley says some Alaska pollution control investigators have volunteered to go to the Gulf. Attorney Esting says there's no reason today that claimants would have to wait years for compensation. I'm Ellen Lockyer.